Everybody's Mike. This is Mike speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Mike. Mike, my name is Paul. I'm calling back here from Local Splash. I spoke with you and Cynthia, back in December regarding branding your business on Google, maybe even doing a website. I think you were meeting with a web developer. You just bought a dump trailer. It wasn't the best timing. Did you ever get a website built for the business or not yet?
Oh, my wife's right here.
Okay. So is the Google whatever advertising that you're offering, are you do you work for Google or are you a representative, outside of Google?
So Google will never make this type of phone call unless the business has 100 individual locations or more. We are a Google Premier partner. Google started a partnership program almost 10 years ago to help small and medium-sized businesses see the highest return on investment possible advertising through Google. So we are a Google Premier partner. We've been in business ourselves since 2004, so for over 21 years. The name of the company is Local Splash. We've got almost 1,100 Google reviews. So, we have been doing this for a long time. In fact, I've been with the company myself since 2013. I think I originally sent an email out to you back in December, and there is a link to our badge of authenticity right on there, something that you can click on, and it would take you directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner.
That's fine. I just wanted to make sure because when I started thinking about it, I was like, why would Google be calling us? But
you're right. I mean,
what was your name? What was
my
your name,
name
sir?
Is Paul.
Hold on 1 second, Paul, please. Mariah?
No, thanks.
I just told you I was on the phone. It was a quiet time. You don't be making a loud noise with a toy, please.
Yeah, you got to be quiet.
Your food will be ready in just a minute. Does Pappy give you your juice yet? Okay. I'm going to go in the other room with this. Okay, so we just got off of a couple months of being with Angie's List.
Right.
And it was okay. I mean, we got a few jobs from it, but not a good enough return for the original investment.
Yeah.
We were just discussing it. So we got a website started, and we have had 3 times where we've had to go back to the people who developed it, and it wasn't up and running. I'm like, what's going on? They're like, we're having trouble with the GoDaddy to Google connection. We've had issues with passwords. And I'm like, I paid for this back in beginning of January, and here it is the middle of February, and I'm not sure I have a website. So it has, I believe it's up and running now, but it's having a hard time being searchable. And so
right.
We were just talking about the Google listing stuff because so our name has an apostrophe in it. And if you speak it out to Google Voice, it doesn't go anywhere. It's near us. You have to literally type in the exact website to get in. I am definitely interested in some targeted search.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, websites are powerful conversion tools, but they only work when people see it, and basically unless it's on that first page of a Google search or maybe on Bing, then people might not even know that you have that website. What is the domain of the website? I mean, it is up and running now, right?
Yeah, it's Everybody's Mike, and the only way I've been able to get a hold of it is if I say Everybody's Mike LLC or if I type in without the apostrophe Everybody's Mike. So so I would love to hear if you're able to look into it because I'm just doing it from my phone and I feel like, well, my phone now knows what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, right. It's everybody's mic.com, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I do like to look at your website. I look at websites all day. Your website, you know, it's right in line with what most consumers are expecting to see, right? There's the different services that you provide and, you know, information about the company. People can even see some reviews for your business, which is great. I mean, we can easily promote this website. It is Google compliant, and that just really means two things. It is a secure website for people who can put in their information on that contact form, and then, of course, it's mobile optimized. You know, it kind of stacks on itself for a smaller screen, like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. So they did a good job with your website, but like you said, it's just kind of hard to find. People kind of need to be looking for it directly, and even then they might have some difficulties. Mm-hmm. But this is going to make it easy for people who wouldn't even need to know the name of your business. They're just going on Google, they're going on Bing, they're typing into those keywords, into their smartphone for really any of the services that you offer, you know, even if it's the, you know, the loading and the hauling or the pressure washing or any of the handyman and install services.
Yeah. So we are, actually in the process of potentially doing either a second LLC or a DBA for the dump services.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, because we are going to have a family member of ours wants to take off running with that, and you know, my husband does the handyman stuff, and
right.
we just got the dump trailer as a side gig, you know, but
mm-hmm.
So we're kind of looking at that. I haven't we picked out a name, but I got to go check it out and see if the name's available for the state. So
gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So essentially, we might need another one.
Well, that's great. You know, we can promote any of the services you want to be found for, you know, even for the dump hauling, if you want that to be like a separate business and things like that. I mean, we could obviously, you know, talk about that when it really does kind of branch off on its own. It is something still on the current website, and it's
right.
a service
right.
that, you know, if people find you and call you, you're obviously going to, you know,
right.
I think you said as a family member with that potential job. So I think that's perfect. I think that's great. I mean, the more services you offer, the more reasons for people to call you. And the best part about this, I mean, obviously, you know, people who use your services are going to recommend you to their friends and family. And because you offer so many different services, even within just the handyman services, you know, a satisfied customer is going to call you again the next time they need a service. So it's going to help
yeah.
you to kind of expand that network.
Yeah.
Now
we've been fortunate that that is starting to, you know, come around, that people are referring
perfect.
Us. But I just told Mike, I said, you know, if we're gonna spend we spent $750 and
okay.
we didn't quite get 3 months worth out of the program and more than half of the leads that we got were not did not even connect with the customer or
oh, yeah.
the job, or we had like at least once or twice a week we were calling and saying, you
right.
know, this isn't a viable lead, and keep
yeah.
having to go back and track down, and it's
oh,
just like
goodness.
it was, you know, I appreciate that, you know, Angie's List has a you know, a pact, you know, with you know, impact with the name and all that, and I
sure.
appreciate that, but
yes.
but it just wasn't enough for
right.
For us. If it was more of a contractor shopping thing, and they said, hey, these are the ones we have, what do you want to shop for today? I think
right.
I would have been happier with the service,
yes.
rather than you're just going to keep shoving me leads, and then, you know, it's up to me to, you know, figure out if those are viable leads, you know, so.
Right. Yeah. And
so
anyway,
we're ready to talk about it. So I think last time we had talked, you had said, you know, you guys do like a month-to-month thing.
Right, correct. And I was able to get a reduced rate here. It's actually our friends and family rate.
Okay.
So I would still be able to honor that. And it
okay.
actually has the setup fee waived, the $99 setup fee that normally attaches to that first month is waived completely. And then It is a package on the website at $599, but I was able to get approved $249, which is the lowest rate that we offer. Like I said, it's typically reserved for friends and family, but I was, you know, trying to make it affordable, and I do still want to honor that price for you because I know it, you know, it's still a pretty young business, obviously, and with all the expense of Angie, I mean, you know, hit or miss, you may be broke even, but not really worth continuing with it. I mean, I've been doing it long enough to remember before it was Angie Leads, which is kind of the combination of Angie's List and Home Advisor, it was Home Advisor. And if you go back more than 10 years, it was Service Magic, same business, same company. And I talked to business owners.
Oh, they changed the name again. So it's no longer Angie's List. It's just Angie.
Right, just Angie. I mean, they're in the habit of rebranding the business name. That changes. But the process of kind of getting a lead and flipping it to several contractors, and then you're chasing down someone who might not even answer the phone, or they're just looking for
here's your lead, but someone else already got it.
Exactly. You get it hours or sometimes even days after your competition gets that lead. They might not even answer the phone when you try to call it, and that's still supposed to be a viable lead. Or like you said, you end up calling and saying, you know, this is exactly what happened. How can that be a viable lead? You know, and it's just headache and hassle and frustration. And I've heard it so many times, my heart goes out to you. So I definitely will be happy to honor that reduced rate. It's a fixed rate and it's also a flat rate. So that $249 is never going to go up on you, no matter how long you keep the service. And it is an all-inclusive exact amount. So there's no hidden taxes. There's no hidden fees. You're not paying per lead, of course, because the calls come directly to you. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that, not per click call or job, just that simple, straightforward
price. Okay, because that was
price.
Something that I was concerned about because I had, you know, seen – so we've been contacted by multiple people.
I can imagine.
Being Google rep or whatever, right? And so – and I could tell from when I asked them the same question that they didn't have the right answer. And they were, you know, talking to me about, you know, how, you know, paying per click for additional stuff. And I was like, no. So, because right now I can go look at my own business, click three things, and I'm going to pay for me to look at my own stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. No. So this is, like I said, simple, straightforward pricing. It goes once a month. For $249, bills on the same day, the same amount, easy to plan and budget for.
Okay. I appreciate you giving us a call back because we were just discussing about, you know, making a move. So, like I said, our Angie's List, I don't think he's canceled the contract yet, but we've used all of our lead money and I'm not putting any more in. So.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so what do I need to start things with you?
So I just wanted to, you know, verify a couple of things here. It is, of course, Everybody's Mike LLC, and you do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business. I do have an address on file, but I think it's just your residence. Your business is service-based, right, meaning that you only go to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not, like, a brick-and-mortar showroom address that you would want the public to know about?
No, and this is something that we've actually just were talking about too, because that's what we put on our, you know, applications for our insurance and for our licensing and stuff with the state. And so, yeah, so we're starting to get stuff, you know, directed to the house here and you know, and our address is out there now. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. What's done is done. I can't change it.
So. Yeah. So for Google, they don't want, you know, to promote your home address actively. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might be out in the field most days. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not even the 99336 zip code, and certainly not that 702 North Louisiana Place address. And then we can target anywhere in your service area. I think, you know, Benton and Franklin, and really we can target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods. And I do have it in the notes here. I know that you're doing residential work. Are you looking for any commercial work too?
So we have actually done a couple of small business things, and so like one of the jobs that my husband just did last week was somebody, a business had wanted to have furniture products shipped to our house.
Okay.
And then we went to their business and set it up so that it didn't impact any of their staffing and stuff like that. You know, they didn't want their employees to have to deal with any of this.
Right.
And, you know, at first I was like, you know, I don't know. But the guy was out of Seattle, and he said, yeah, this is, you know, something I do. You're welcome to go to the office that I'm going to be sending the furniture for and verify, you know, that I am doing this job. And so so nice for us is that now we have a connect who said he'll reuse us again.
Good.
We're open to other things. Like, we don't have furniture assembly on our list, but it is something, you know, that now, like, in this, for a professional business, sure, we'll spend a few hours putting together all your furniture. That's
perfect. Yeah. And, you know, the best part about this is the calls come to you. So you can kind of pick and choose the job that makes the most sense for you. You know, maybe it's the bigger job that pays well for your time, or a smaller job that you can get done quickly. Maybe the materials involved mean a higher profit margin, and you take that job closer to home. I know sometimes with something like Angie, it might not be ideal. Maybe it's a little small and a little far away, but you're trying to, you know, turn it into a job no matter what, so you feel compelled to take it even if it's less than ideal. With this, you know, you're going to be able to be a little bit more selective. Now, I think you spoke originally with my mapping coordinator, Tara. She never did get your last name, and I didn't either.
My last name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Pfeiffer, P-E-I-S-S-E-R. It's right on the business page.
Oh,
on the website.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And then the email address, everybodysmike1131@gmail.com, that's a good email address then for you?
So, yeah, that's the one that we're using where the leads and stuff are going to go. That's fine for if that's where you're going to send a business email. We did pay for to get an actual dot everybody's mic or whatever, you know, at everybody's mic. We're not really using it.
Oh, you're not really using it? The website is theoffice@everybodysmike.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I at this point, because the way things have been, I haven't even, like, logged into it. So, yeah, I suppose I should. I'll put that on my list.
Okay.
It's in the closet, where the crackers and stuff are. I meant where the cereal is. So I probably should look on that. Mostly I just figured that would be for business stuff, you know.
Gotcha.
But the 1131 is the customer Gmail.
So the reason I'm asking is for us really to contact you, not for us to promote for the public, but, I mean, we do use phone, we use text, and we do use email for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. So the 1131, that's a good email for that purpose?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect.
I mostly did it because I wanted to lock in getting it. Because I've heard so much, you know, difficulties people have that, you know, when they decide a year later that they want it, it's not available because somebody already took it, you know. So I'm like, well, we'll just get it now and as we develop as a company. If, you know, because if I have a bookkeeper or something, I'm going to want them to use the professional email, so.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So the next step here would be to schedule what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. You know, what's unique about your business, if you want it to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. You know, kind of verify information off of the website and information that I have here. You don't necessarily even need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Oh, I did want to do one other thing, and that's to just add a little bit of extra protection here on the account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, an answer, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Everybody's Mic LLC, even if it's you, Cynthia, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the question. And then, of course, if anyone calls you, especially if they tell you that they're Google or Local Splash, they would need to know that information. If they can't give it to you basically immediately, then it wouldn't be us and you shouldn't entertain that call. And of course, if anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, that would not be us either, and you shouldn't speak with them. Like I said, it is exactly that $249.
Okay.
And never a penny.
So both of us will know the password. Is what
you're saying? Correct. Mm-hmm. And your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Well, since it has to be both of us, let's talk about that. So, hey,
can you stay out there one second?
If we're going to pick a little security password thing for the Google account, so they want to say what's first pet's name, so do we just want to say Rocky?
Sure.
So that's what we both know right now?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, we're just going to go with Rocky.
Okay, that's R-O-C-K-Y?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then, like I said, it is exactly $249. There's no additional setup fee. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you?
Oh, so we're going to pay now even though we're not getting it set yet? Okay.
So, right. So we are going to do your client interview today. We'll submit everything to Google. It takes about 5 to 10 business days for you to be verified. We're actually going to start running the Facebook ads. That's going to take about 7 days to get up and running. So that $249 does include $100 of Facebook ads. So, you know, it builds kind of proactively like your rent would.
We do have a Facebook
business page. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't have a business page because I couldn't figure out how to do it. We have a Facebook personal page for our business.
Okay, got it.
Do you know where my phone is? I'm on your phone.
It's on the table.
Okay. I need to check the account real quick. You already took care of everything with Ryan, sweetheart? You didn't even need to do anything?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
Oh, okay. She's got her shoes. She's got a coat. She's got her lunch.
Mariah, are you gonna finish this bagel? If not, it's time to go.
Are you hiding? I can't see you. Oh, come on, lover. Let's go.
You're not in trouble. Come on.
Okay, let me get my
We just had to have some
good
times. Come on,
stay down. Yeah, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I usually have all my time dedicated for you, but right now, Manny had to take a business call, okay? Come on out, love.
All right, we need to get our shoes on and get your jacket, so that way we can go.
Yeah, I don't know where she has a jacket, but here's her shoes.
Hey, please, Manny,
well, I love you.
And you.
You got my pearls on today. You're going to have a perfect day.
Come on.
Make sure you bring them back from your dad's place. All right. Let's see here. Thanks for holding call. Sorry, I'm trying to get my bank app pulled up there. Mariah, don't be getting into things, please. You're supposed to get in a coat. All right, let's see here. So, I just want to make sure that the bank card has enough on there. All right, so we're going to use our credit card, and then that way, as it auto-bills, we'll be good.
Okay, perfect. Is this a MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
I got to go grab it. Hey, lover girl, it is time to get ready. You're late for school. Let's go. I know, but we're not hiding.
We're not playing.
I need
it's
your,
not playtime.
I need your shoes on. I need your coat on.
It's hard to get mine.
Okay, well, then ask for help. Okay, let me grab this card. Alexa, what's the weather today?
It's mostly sunny and 39 degrees right now. Today's high will be 51 with a low of 26 degrees.
Okay, let's just ignore this. Unless you find her little fuzzy coat or something, she can wear this one. It's going to be 50 degrees out today.
It's only supposed to be 44, but yeah.
Oh, then she needs a bigger coat.
It's supposed to be 42 for most of the day. It's on the floor for about.
You need help, Raya? Ask for help, please.
Can't put my finger in.
Okay. Wallet. Sorry, this is busy time for us.
Oh, I understand.
All right, let's see here. Which one? Seven. I didn't see one in there. She's got 17 jackets downstairs.
I don't want you yelling at the dog. Calm down.
I'm trying to get you to stop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a coat. Have a good day. Still gonna get bye. I love you.
Okay. Let's go here. There's her. This is credit card. All right. It is a MasterCard.
Okay. That should start with a 5. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. 5197-3116-0407-7282.
And then the expiration month and year?
0130.
01 of 2030. And the last three digits on the back of the card?
018.
018. Okay, 018, 018, and then January or 01 of 2030 for the expiration date. Cynthia, was the card itself 5197-3116? 0407-7282.
Yes.
And the address is at the 702 North Louisiana Place in Kennewick, 99336?
Yes.
And what is the name on the card?
Oh, that's a good question. It is, well, it has, this one has a debit card, hold on. It has my name, and then it has the business name, everybody's like.
Is it just first and last name for you or any middle initial?
No, a middle initial.
And Cynthia is C-Y-N-T-H-I-A?
Yes.
And how do you spell your last name?
P-E-I-S-S-E-R. Pronounced Pfeiffer.
That's P like Paul, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. P-E-I, and is it S or F?
Frank.
Frank. So P-E-I-F-F-E-R. Pfeiffer.
Yes.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, oh, are you wanting to be found like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
I think our website put our hours on there, whatever he wanted in the beginning. I don't remember what it was. Let me see if I can pull it up. Let's see here. I know we're closed Sundays. I know that for sure.
Closed on Sunday. Okay.
Let's see here. Well, internet. Okay, searching. There we go. Okay, so let's see if they put the hours on here. I guess we really didn't put hours on our service of stuff here.
So Monday through Saturday, is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Like, what time do you want me to have people calling from Google? Do you want it to just be like 9 to 5?
Yeah, 9 to 5.
Okay, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yep. That'll work.
Okay, so 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, same hours on Saturday. And are you taking anything other than cash and check, anything like Venmo?
I'm not taking any check. No check.
So just
no
cash,
check.
Credit card,
we
or
have,
Venmo?
We have a card. We have our Square for cards that's set up, and we even have where they can make the payments on the website.
Got it. Okay, perfect. And then I'm going to take a look here at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, it is required of me that I read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It outlines your service agreement. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Cynthia, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Everybody's Mike LLC.
And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Cynthia Pfeiffer, co-owner. And my husband's Michael Pfeiffer.
Gotcha. And he is there as well. And then, of course, you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Between you and your husband, you make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that MasterCard in your name and the business name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Now, Cynthia, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure that the people who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, mm-hmm. emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And as long
yes,
as you answer
we
the
have
phone,
a, the,
well.
The business phone number is a dedicated phone, so.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Now, it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. There's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all the content that we will be creating for Everybody's Mike LLC, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create online content for the business, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Cynthia, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. We do what's called the NAPW audit, stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And since no customers come to you, we'll, of course, not list that physical street address. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if mm-hmm. anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, as okay. part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives certain documents in a timely manner. It may include a business license or proof of insurance, any other forms, photos of tools and equipment, photos of the service mm-hmm. vehicle. All of this helps us to reassure Google that you are an actual, real, legitimate mm-hmm. company in the local area providing those services. So we kindly ask that those documents be submitted within the first 7 days. As failure to provide necessary documentation within that time frame may result in delays to the account. So you do agree to submit the documents within the first 7 days?
Yes, and we even have our UBI listed on our website.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's definitely going to
help. I do need to, this is my husband's work phone, so I do need to, he's leaving, so I need to get this to him. So are we almost done with the recorded part? We can continue talking on my personal phone.
Yeah, we are almost done. We are almost done completely. In fact, and we can finish the conversation on your phone. And I do want to get your phone number on here for the record. So now, of course, your payment for the initial term, including the account setup, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, February 18th, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249. That $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no hidden taxes, no hidden fees, no lead fees. It does include content on Google and Bing. Facebook ads are included as well. And, of course, once the initial payment when the initial term is completed, recurring billing will be on the 18th of the month in the exact same amount of $249. That rate will never go up on you. Now, of course, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. You can also pause the service. If you cancel within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. And all that we request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact your client support agent at least 3 days before your billing date. And that's because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Cynthia, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that actually concludes the voice verification. Now, did you want me to give you a call back? We have a couple of things to button up here, scheduling your client interview and things like that. But if your husband needs to run and grab his phone,
so I will give you my personal number.
Okay.
And that's going to be 509-438-6363. I can give you my husband's personal number, but pretty much I'm going to be the business manager.
Gotcha. And you said that was 509-438-6363.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to call you right back on that number, and then we'll pull up the client interview calendar and see what's available.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, perfect. No problem. I'll call you right back. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.